pastor at this rural parish, began by telling the people that Advent was a time of preparation for the coming of Christ, and that we were all destined to go to heaven. And after a while he said, "How many of you want to go to hell? Please stand." No one got up. But Brother John was there in the front, and he stood up. He was a good man, really a very good man. Everyone came to him for advice. And the pastor saw him, "Brother John, well, why did you stand up?" "Oh, because I saw you were the only one standing, so I thought you would feel bad being by yourself." You've got to watch out when you say those things. Advent. And we get our attention not on Advent, on the birth of Christ, but our theme is shifted to the coming of Christ at the end. The first coming was at Bethlehem. And the prophets down through the ages prepared for the coming of the Messiah. And so the Messiah came. That's the first coming of Christ. We are told there will be the second coming of Christ at the end of time. We say that in the creed. Pay attention when we come to that creed. It says we believe in the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting. But we believe also that the coming of the Savior, he will come at the end of time to judge the living and the dead. There's a coming of Christ also in between, which the church doesn't call a coming, but we know it is coming, our death, our passing from this life. That's the one we have to think about. Don't worry about the end of the world. I don't know what it is. No one knows what it is. Jesus himself said, God, the Father, has destined. So the attention of the church is to prepare ourselves for this coming when we still stand before God. So we can't do much about the coming of Christ because he did come. We celebrate it. And to see how we have acted out his doctrine, his teaching, his teaching of what the God the Father is, how he relates with the God the Father and the Holy Spirit. He came to establish the church, the teachings of Christ, and continue with his church until the end of time. The whole purpose of our life is to prepare ourselves for one special moment, the end of life. That special moment. And we can't say, I'm not ready. It'll be too late. There's no more turning back. So beware, be careful, prepare yourselves. Be vigilant at all times and pray. Pray, be vigilant at all times. What is it? Is it the Boy Scouts that say Semper Paratus Sum, or the military or someone that has it, Semper Paratus Sum, be always prepared? Isn't there that motto? No one knows it? Marine Corps, is it? Okay. That's their creed. Always be ready. Always be ready. And our Lord gives his example. Do you know when a thief is going to come and steal things from you? Be vigilant at all times. So, but there are many anxieties in our present life. We're we're so taken up with things in life that we forget about God, and we become lazy, and we're not concerned with the special reason why we came here on earth. We're so busy about many, many things, and we don't have time to think about God. And God says, well, Advent is a time for preparing. Prepare yourselves. Now, the Advent is a time that God can strike us a bit deeper and, shall we say, heighten his awareness in us. And we should try to see how much we can put God back into our lives, how we can pray of eternity, that long place called heaven. We have been created to know God, to love him, to serve him, and to be happy with God forever, eternity. And we have the spark, shall we say, of eternity in us. When we are created, God created us eternal. That is our soul. Our soul will never, never, never die as long as God exists. It's spiritual. Our soul is eternal. And at baptism, we became children of God. That soul becomes a temple of God, using the body as an instrument of the soul. So we have to think about special things that would influence our lives to serve God. And sometimes when it's unexpected things that happen to us, that we turn to God. Think back of 10, 11 years, is it now, since 9/11? After that catastrophe, people ran to the church to pray. Do we need something like that for people to come to church? Do we need something terrible to happen in our lives? A death, an accident, a tragedy, to think of God? But God uses these elements too to make us think about our eternal life. So we live long enough to understand that money only takes you only so far. Technology, just a bit more. Well, medicine, it's on a short shelf life. Human resources, limited. What is there that's unlimited? Only God. Can we take time to look ahead and take time to see how we are walking, which way we're walking? You know, each time that we come to Mass, we should recognize that we are called to see how we are in relationship to God. I confess to Almighty God. We start Mass that way. Brothers and sisters, let us recall to mind our sins. It's a moment of reflection. How am I standing? How am I working in relationship to God? Flippantly, it's another part of the sermon. It's awakening us. At least every time we come to Mass, once a week at least, the church tells us, hey, think. Think of your soul. Your precious soul. So Advent is another time, shall we call it, it's a prelude to the second coming. And St. Paul tells us that, hey, brothers and sisters, be careful, prepare yourselves, be ready. And each one of us, shall we say, is responsible for preparing ourselves for this coming of the last moment with God. So, in the words of Jesus, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known, he would stay awake. So therefore, you also must be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. Can I give you some suggestions how to prepare yourselves for this coming time? Prepare. Well, you could come to Mass during the weekdays, maybe once or twice or more for Lent. Think of your soul. You could spend maybe an hour or half an hour a day in silence, thinking, deep thoughts. You could say the rosary or the chaplet of the Divine Mercy. You could think of how you could be better as a father or mother or brother or sister, how you could be better, more loving to your relatives. We just finished the year of mercy. What did you get out of it? I hope you got something out of this year of mercy. Understand what mercy really is and means. It really means love. What benefits, what graces have you received? Have you looked out a bit more and seen other people in your lives that you just put to one side or just even overlooked them? Did you remember that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ? We are all part of this world. We are all part of the mystical body of Christ. My prayer is this, that you may hear, or shall we say, feel the words of Jesus is coming at the end of life, when he will say, "Come, beloved of my Father, inherit heaven prepared for you from the foundation of the world, because you cared for me when I was sick and in prison, when I was naked, when I was homeless, when I needed help. Come, because you have done this to me, because you really loved me." Remember those words. What you have done to the least of my brethren, you did unto me. If we think of that, then Advent is a time that helps us to get and receive those words of Jesus when we stand before the throne of God.